don't get them girls loose,
TJR.
Loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
1 hour, 9 minutes. Until all this stuff becomes official, Twitter can hopefully relax. Adam Schefter has tweeted again since he tweeted the Darrelle Revis thing, but has not tweeted about Darrelle Revis. But I looked at the mentions. Many other people saw it other than me, so it was not a figment of my imagination.
He had tweeted that there was a deal done between...
Third-round pick from the Raiders to Tampa for Revis.
For Darrelle Revis, and then it was deleted, right?
And it was deleted, and now it is not there anymore. But we certainly will know sooner rather than later. We will see. So it is our final segment to keep you guys up to date on everything that is happening around the league right now. Carlos Dansby rumored to be coming to the Cleveland Browns. The terms of the deal, as being reported by Kent Summers, who covered that team for Arizona, 4 years, $24 million, $14 million of that guaranteed, with $10 million of it coming in the first season. So really, it's a two-year deal for $14 million, which is above what he was being offered from Arizona, which is about 2 for 12, and it's similar to what DeQuell Jackson got in Indianapolis.
All right, yeah, I was just going to ask you, put that together with the DeQuell Jackson deal in Indy, I thought touche to DeQuell. But I thought that was a big number.
Yeah, and it was 4 years, $22 million, yeah,
11 guaranteed.
So slightly more guaranteed for Dansby, for a guy who quite frankly has outplayed DeQuell Jackson. Another thing, Ken Summers actually touched on this as well. He is going to be missed in the locker room, and Arizona was considered a leader of that locker room. So in essence, I think what the Browns did here is saying we're getting a guy who is a little bit older in terms of age, but on field perhaps a little bit younger in his ability to cover the players that are going to be in the game today in today's passing oriented offenses, and he's going to help fill the leadership void, bring some nastiness, and bring some veteran presence to this team.
Which might be a different kind of leadership right now. Okay?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like a fiery guy when he's on now. Remember, there was a blank part of his career, and that was in Miami, but he certainly relit his flame in Arizona, played very well. But he will be a different kind of leader than DeQuell Jackson was. DeQuell was kind of an attaboy, rah-rah guy. Yeah,
yep.
I agree with you. And
yep.
A real attaboy, you know, take a kid under his wing. This guy might be in a kid's face.
Right.
So, you know. It's what works for you.
Now people are saying that it was the Revis trade post was from a bogus Schefter account. So there that is.
Wow.
That's the thing about Twitter. We gotta love Twitter.
Yeah.
All right. So as you sit here now, you in your mind, if Whitner comes through and more reports are saying that it will be a done deal at 4, Dansby comes through, you're feeling pretty good about where they are. And right now you're gonna go ahead and go with, you know, you'd like to see a receiver and a running back.
I would really, you know, the more I think about it, Nathan, I would really like to see the running back.
Yes.
You know, because I think that you can really be young at that position, and I think we underestimate that as just a speed position, and you know, but there's a lot to it, and I think you need a guy that knows how to do it. I think you need to know how to run in the NFL. It's very different.
It's absolutely.
I thought Trent Richardson was very, very different when I saw him running against the NFL defenses and what he did on Saturdays down in the SEC, where I thought he was marvelous. I mean, and he may become
Correct.
A great running back.
There's
an education that you need to know how to play that position. There are yards there sometimes that you have to find, but veteran guys know how to find them. Ben Tate might be the right guy here.
And he knows this system.
Yeah.
He knows the zone
right.
scheme. He ran it very effectively, and we've seen many times guys who come from that backup position get to start and take over and flourish. Michael Turner, Alex Marvez was on the show, compared him to Michael Turner. We have to do some thank yous right now. Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram, Joe Reedy from Fox Sports Ohio, Alan Robinson from the Pittsburgh Tribune, Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun, Alex Marvez as well from Fox Sports One, all stopping by to lend their knowledge about today's proceedings for the Browns. Right now it sounds like Whitner and Dansby, and I think there will be more to come, but I'd say a good move to bring in two veteran leaders to this defensive side of the ball. Jim, Pleasure working with you today. Thanks
for
filling in.
We had a lot of fun. Boy, yeah. Time flies when you're about to add to the roster.
It certainly does. It was a fast and furious
Megan
day.
Megan did a great job.
Megan Rock, thank you. She'll get the Cleveland Browns Daily Report up on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. Stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard, for Gibbs, for the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you very much for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.